up in me, kneel down and clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can't see, inside my shell I wait and bleed. I felt the air rise up in me.
My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Unfilmable, the Patreon bonus show where we look at horror media.
Yeah, and this month we're talking about Friendship, which was directed and written by Andrew DeYoung, and it released widely in 2025.
And watched by Gary DeOld.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
This is quite a great joke. That's where I'm at. This is a kind of a format stretch, but also like part of my, you know, a mid-year resolution of not worrying about that shit as much.
Right.
You know, I don't know. There don't have to be rules.
You really kill the cop in your mind.
Yeah, like, kill the cop in your mind. And like, it's our show, and the show will be better if we talk about stuff that we like and we want to talk about.
Yeah, and also like, it's the 77th episode. I think the only episode that has been like more of stretch as or like as much of a stretch, I guess, is like American Movie.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a rip? Like, there are movies we want to talk about. We don't have a general movie show.
Yeah,
we'd love to. Don't have time.
Yep.
So maybe someday we will, and this could go in there. But until then, there was no way we weren't going to talk about this.
Yeah,
and it's. You know, social horror is on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
This is a relentlessly grim and depressing movie.
Yeah.
There are moments of suspense in it. It's not a 100% stretch.
It's not completely a comedy. In the notes, I say this is kind of like In a Violent Nature, but it focuses on an I Think You Should Leave character.
I've never seen In a Violent Nature.
It's just a movie that's from the Jason... you know, slasher villain perspective kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of got that going for it a little bit. It's like a deep dive on an I Think You Should Leave character.
Yeah.
We'll get into it.
Huge The Cable Guy energy on this one for me.
That's a real common point of reference for this, Cable Guy or I Love You Man.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference to me seems to be that in The Cable Guy, it's one maniac in a world full of straight men.
Yep.
This, it's one maniac in a world full of slightly different maniacs.
Uh-huh.
For comedy.
Yeah.
Like this movie, I feel like would have more to say and would be a little bit more cohesive. And, you know, and I love this movie. It has nothing to do with whether I like it or not.
Uh-huh.
If the rest of the world wasn't so elevated, the rest of the world is really weird in service of jokes, which is noble and good.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie ends up being very funny because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. But if it was trying to have something to say, they would probably make the contrast higher, I think.
Yes. There's not as much contrast in this as The Cable Guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really about that. It's more, there are things that it has to say about socialization and stuff. But it is largely just a really, really fucking grim, depressing picture of something. Like, this is so much more sympathetic than The Cable Guy, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that sympathetic to Jim Carrey in The Cable Guy, like, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of this, as much as he's a douchebag, like... Tim Robinson's character in this, I feel for.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking sad.
Yeah.
A sad movie.
He's never gonna get it.
He's trying.
He's trying real hard, but he's doing it in like in the way that like a little kid mimics being an adult.
He thinks he should.
Yeah.
You know, and also he does not have the support structure that you would want either.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's fault, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, but the people in his life are also like, you know, not his family, but his coworkers and stuff, and his lack of friends, like they're dicks.
Yeah.
Like people are assholes to him because he is weird and off-putting. And you can kind of imagine the cycle of being weird and off-putting, trying over and over to not be, failing, that turning you into a recluse, having this one kind of big final shot at the end of making it socially and just spinning out this spectacularly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is not very